Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program comes from listener members like you. Please visit us at wwfm.org to learn how to become a member. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. I'm still digging into that big box in the basement full of CDs that I've acquired in the last year, and I haven't had a chance yet to catalog. I took out 4 CDs, and I also borrowed 1, so this will make for a very rich and varied program today. First, some distinctly American church music from the revival era of the 19th century. These tunes are hauntingly English in flavor. In fact, I think of some of Thomas Tallis's music written for the austere Reformed service during the time of Edward VI. But this music does have a distinctly American accent, in particular a New England accent. They remind me of William Billings, who lived his entire life in Boston and died there on September 26, 1800. The first of these spiritual songs is called The Warning, and it's a stern cautioning against sin, with a text that's more 1650 than 1850, and this reveals New England's puritanical roots. This song is found in the American Vocalist of 1849. The next tune is Windham by the Connecticut composer Daniel Reed, also a rather direct text. Judgment Day, and this also comes from the Revivalist, and Greenwich, which is a fuguing tune by Daniel Reed. We hear 3 different ensembles in this recording: the Boston Camerata, directed by Joel Cohn, the Schola Cantorum of Boston, directed by Frederick Jodry, and the Chamber Choir of the Harvard Radcliffe Collegium Musicum, directed by Jameson Marvin. Joel Cohn is the principal conductor in this recording of late 18th and early 19th century American spiritual songs and folk hymns.
Come then, poor sinner, come on.
We heard four spiritual songs and folk hymns from late 18th and early 19th century New England. This recording was a special collaborative project with the Boston Camerata, the Schola Cantorum of Boston, and the Chamber Choir of the Harvard Radcliffe Collegium Musicum. Joel Cohn was the director. And hunting through this box of uncatalogued CDs, I found a recording of early Italian Baroque music entitled Verso Venezia, and this is played by a group of young musicians from Montreal who call themselves Palade or Palade Musica. As Verso Venezia implies, the music is from 17th century Venice, with composers Dario Castello, Giovanni Lagrenzi, and Tarquinio Merula. We'll hear three out of the four canzones of Tarquinio Merula that appear in this recording. The musicians are Tania Laperriere, Baroque violin, Eleanor Frey, Baroque cello, Esteban Larota, theorbo, and Mélène Bélanger, harpsichord. Thank you. We heard three canzonas of the 17th century Italian composer Tarquinio Murula, played by the Montreal-based Ensemble Palade Musica, all outstanding young musicians specializing in music of the Baroque. The Ladies' Banquet, or the Ladies' Entertainment, is a collection of six imprints of harpsichord music of diverse composers that were published between 1704 and around 1733. The publisher was John Walsh, the most famous English music printer after John Playford. The earlier volumes contained works of Henry and Daniel Purcell and their contemporaries, while the later volumes contained keyboard transcriptions of opera arias of Handel. These volumes are important sources of domestic keyboard music from the time of Queen Anne to the early years of the reign of George II. We'll hear a piece from one of the earlier imprints, a suite, or as they were commonly called in England, a set of lessons for the harpsichord, and it's played in this recording on the spinet by Jane Chapman. The movements are Allemande, Courante, Gavotte, Minuet, and Gigue. The composer is Henry Hall, a contemporary of Henry Purcell.
Thank you.
We heard a suite or a set of lessons in D minor by Henry Hall, a contemporary of Henry Purcell who died in 1707. The soloist was Jane Chapman on the English bentside spinet, a domestic cousin of the harpsichord. We'll stay with keyboard music now, but we'll go back a century and we'll move to the organ. We're going to hear the first two verses from Vater unser Himmelreich, or Our Father Who Art in Heaven, by the North German Baroque organist Jakob Praetorius, who lived from 1586 to 1651. The organist is Harold Vogel.
Thank you.
We heard the first two verses from Vater unser in Himmelreich, Our Father Who Art in Heaven, of the 17th century North German organist Jakob Praetorius, and this was performed by Harold Vogel. For our last selection today, I have another CD in the box I just opened this morning. This is on the CPO label and comprises solo arias from some of Telemann's Advent cantatas. I realize we're in the summer now and Advent's not till December, but why not enjoy this music? The soloists in this recording are soprano Gudrun Sidoni Otto and bass Ingolf Seidel. The continuo players are Christian Schwach on cello, Michael Fremont on lute and theorbo, and Wolfgang Brunner harpsichord and organ.
Meiner Lachen spotten. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Will man meiner Lachen spotten. Will man meiner Lachen spotten. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Will man meiner lachen, will man meiner spotten, immerhin, 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 immerhin. Ich will allen liebster Jesu gern missfallen, wenn ich dir gefällig bin, liebster Jesu. Ich will allen gern missfallen, wenn ich dir gefällig. Will man meiner Lachen spotten? Atem. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Will man meiner Lachen spaten. Will man meiner Lachen spaten. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Immerhin, immerhin, immerhin. Will man meiner Lachen, will man meiner Sporten. Immerhin, 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 immerhin. Freudig will ich sprechen. Herr Jesu, du bist mein. Du bist mein, Herr Jesu. Herr Jesu, du bist mein. Thank you. dich will ich sprechen. Kraft und Stärke, gib du nur Kraft und Stärke, so soll auch in dem Werke mein Leben es zeigen, wie dir dafür zu eigen ich sei und gänzlich dein. Ja, wenn die Augen brechen, wenn die Augen brechen.
Now that was some beautifully rich and varied solos from the late Baroque sacred repertory, specifically four arias from three different Advent cantatas of Georg Philipp Telemann, and this was sung by Gudrun Sidonia alto soprano and bass Ingolf Seidel. And that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed our time together as Well-Tempered Baroque winds down its 3.5-year run. I've gotten some lovely emails and Facebook messages from some of our listeners, and I deeply appreciate knowing that you found the show to be of interest and entertaining. So what to do now? Well, I don't think the show's going to stop immediately. They should be running some repeats at this time slot. And, of course, there'll be about 6 months' worth of shows still on the web stream for a while. And if it's possible, attend as many live concerts as you can to both enjoy the experience and to support the musicians. It's very rough for many of them out there. And if you see any period players, say hello and tell them how much you appreciate their work and that you're a fan of Well-Tempered Baroque, and I probably know most of them, so say hello for me. If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities to perhaps bring Well-Tempered Baroque back in the future in one form or another, contact us at wwfm.org. Next week will be our last show, at least for a while. I'll just play excerpts of my favorite music then. Until then, have a great week.